I'm Jackie Almer, and this is the Street Smart Wealth Experience. Today, we're going to be talking about a holiday strategy for your business so that you don't fall short or miss out on some peak business goals and success factors that can happen for you if you have a strategy. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/323. Well, hello and welcome. I'm so glad that you've joined me here today. And if you're new to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, I'm especially glad to have you here. If you've been a longtime listener or listened for a while, I'm making some changes, as you can tell from the introduction to today's experience. So you'll have to give me some feedback and let me know what you think. First and foremost, I know how I listen to podcasts, and my biggest goal is to honor your time because I am extremely privileged and feel very honored that you have chosen the time to spend with me. So I want to make sure that I'm giving you as much value as I can, offering my own marketing and strategic programs when it's a fit for you, but not cramming the same stuff down your throat, so to speak. So I certainly welcome your feedback. I may be changing it up from time to time as I get things figured out. So you're always welcome to give me feedback because I really truly value you as a member of my community. I don't know if you're part of Street Smart Wealth School yet. That's my free Facebook group. You can go to streetsmartwealthschool.com. I do free video training in there and answer questions and do a lot of different things. Would love to have you over there. But the reason I bring that up is because I recently did a live training on Instagram and some of the changes that have gone on and what we can anticipate for 2019. And I was saying that one of my favorite things about what's going on today is that the days of vanity metrics online are over. And what that means is, while it does create social proof to have a lot of followers and fans and connections and engagement and all that type thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean any particular level of success. What I mean by that is we look at that at face value and we think that it means something, but we don't know what's gone on behind the scenes. You know, did people pay for likes? Well, you know, there's other things that we need to know more about that. So I'm truly interested in building a tribe and a community of people where we work together. You know, that's really what it's all about. I have been so honored to coach and mentor with dozens and hundreds, really, of entrepreneurs over the course of my nearly 25 years now as a home business owner. And I know that for me, community means more than anything. I'd much rather have a smaller, tight-knit community of people where we know each other, where you can ask me a question, where I feel like we know our name, kind of like Cheers, the old sitcom. So I'm very interested in getting to know you. So please join us over at Street Smart Wealth School on Facebook if you haven't, and say hello and let me know how I might best serve you. So it's kind of a long way of saying that I'm changing up some of the things in my podcast. Now, as I'm recording this, it's the very beginning of November. We've got the last 2 months in 2018. I can't believe that. And this is peak season for many of us. This is a very busy season. And I just wanted to kind of recap for you some things that have gone on for me, most specifically in the month of October. It was an amazing month, a record month for me in many different ways. A lot of great stuff happened. I launched Street Smart Wealth School, the Facebook group, and it grew tremendously and has had a lot of success. I launched my Dream 100 program, and you can learn more about that at jackiealmer.com/Dream100 if you're not part of that. And it's basically my best answer to really using the strongest part of social media to build a center of influence to generate more leads, referrals, clients, and sales. It's kind of interesting. I made my first $1 million in my business before Facebook. I made my first $1 million online in my business before Facebook. So it can happen. And the what I teach in the Dream 100 Challenge still involves Facebook, but it doesn't involve pitching or spamming or, you know, putting a bunch of crap, to put it bluntly, out on your wall that offends people and turns off the very people that you're hoping to attract in your business. So October was great for me. Street Smart Wealth School launched, Dream 100 launched. I can directly attribute over $12,000 in closed business to send out cards and building my center of influence that way, to where I am constantly staying top of mind, not constantly, but consistently staying top of mind with my strongest leads, referrals, and people who over time will do business with me. If you haven't checked out Send Out Cards, or you looked at it before, but opted out, go to sendoutfuncards.com. You can download the app, send a free card on me, and I would love to share a little bit more with you about how that worked for me. But I have sent, I average between 100 and 200 cards a month that I send out to my center of influence. It costs me about 50 cents a card, including postage, and it truly is an awesome use of marketing dollars. I also joined a BNI group, Business Network International. Have closed business through that, taught my first workshop, my social media demystified workshop in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, to great reviews. So I'm super excited about that. And so October was just really a great month. And I was reflecting back on why and different things that had happened. And it's kind of interesting. I always choose a focus word, and I hope you do too. And I'm already working on my focus word for 2019. But 2018, my focus word was systemize. And I think the actual word is systematize, but I use systemize. And that was basically my plan to go back through my business and deconstruct everything and figure out systems for every aspect of my business. You know, my business is essentially, there's two components to it. There is the Street Smart Wealth Group, Inc., which is my own training, coaching, mentoring, and consulting program, where I sell my own products and services. I coach clients. I develop strategic plans for entrepreneurs, small business owners, direct sales, life, health, and business coaches to help them figure out social media strategies. I do one-on-one coaching. I do mentoring, that type thing. I also run live workshops, certainly in the Phoenix area. And so that's one aspect of my business. Then, of course, I have Send Out Cards. Big part of, you know, it's my direct sales company, and it fits very nicely into what I do and coach and train on out on the platform with follow-up and consistency and staying top of mind. It was interesting. One thing that I knew very early on taking my business to the internet is I still needed to bring in the high touch piece of it. So we talk about high tech, high touch, and that's all great, but we can't forget the high touch. And I never did. I always made it high touch, whether it was personally emailing people who joined my newsletter and just saying, welcome to the community, how can I best support you? Whether it was mailing, nice to meet you card, happy birthday, happy holidays, whatever it is. Offline, I always took work to take that online conversation and that online connection offline, because that builds a very strong business. So I basically have spent the last year deconstructing everything and rebuilding each component of it, or fine-tuning, I should say, to figure out what works, what hasn't been working, and what needs to be fixed. And I'm still in the process of doing that, but it's been such a great year, such a great learning experience. I just relaunched my social media success kit, which is my really it's the foundation of my business. You can go to streetsmartwealth.me, and you can grab that social media success kit. It is a PDF and an MP3, and then it's an ongoing series of free videos, how-to videos, basically to get you up to speed with how to really negotiate the world of social media, what matters, what doesn't, and building those that strong tribe, creating your brand, creating your audience, creating that awareness, and then what to do once you've begun building that tribe, how to stay in touch with them. Social Media Backstage Pass.com has come together too. So it's been a great year, and I would love to hear more about how your year has gone. So let me know, definitely. You can let me know with the show notes. You can let me know on Facebook, in the Facebook group, streetsmartwealthschool.com. That will take you right there. But I would love to hear from you a little bit more about how your year has gone and what your plans are for the next year. All right, let's talk now about your holiday strategic planning for your business. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, the holidays can be one of the most lucrative times to build your business, and it can also be the most challenging if you don't have a plan. Now, for me, for years, I basically took the holiday season off when I was first getting started in my business, honestly, for probably about the first, I don't know, somewhere 5, 6, even 7 years. I just figured, you know what? I have a family. I have small kids. I've only got so much time. The real serious people are taking time off too, and I'm just going to kick back and enjoy the holidays, and I'll pick my business back up after the first of the year. Well, the first year that I made the decision not to do that because I was launching a new part of my business, a lot of things had changed. I had changed companies, and I made the decision to work very strategically, work smarter, not harder, but to work all the way through the holidays. I really saw the power in what could happen if I made the decision to do that. And so I want to really encourage you to take some notes. What often happens is, especially in the United States, along about October 29th, which is right before Halloween for us, we kind of have a tendency to start backing off, especially if we have kids and especially if we're women, right, ladies? We get busy with the kids, we get busy with all the school stuff and Halloween and all that. And then boom, Halloween ends, and that takes us right into the start of Thanksgiving and through the holiday season. And here in the United States this year, we literally have 3 weeks between Halloween and Thanksgiving, because it is the, 3 weeks and a day. It's the shortest time ever. It's the earliest in November that Thanksgiving ever is, the 22nd of November. It's always the fourth Thursday, and the way it falls, I think there are 5 Thursdays actually this month, this year in November. So the 22nd is always the earliest that it is. So that doesn't give us a lot of time to prepare for Thanksgiving, 3 weeks. So then when Thanksgiving ends, boom, we're right smack into the busy Christmas or other winter holiday season, whatever you celebrate. For me, it's Christmas. And so that's kind of how I've always related to things, is tracking that time, because Christmas is a fixed date every year, the 25th of December. And I know certain other religions and focuses on winter celebrations, a lot of times that date shifts. So, but that's how it's always been for me. And so I just had a tendency to take off. Now, what I've learned over the years with business is that really and truly, again, in the United States, because that's where I live, we also have Martin Luther King Day in January. And the reality of it is, business doesn't really get going again strongly in the United States until after Martin Luther King weekend, which is, I believe, the third weekend in January. Okay, I had to go quickly look, and it is the third Monday. So that could technically be, I suppose, the second weekend. I don't know. I need to do my math. But it's the third Monday every year. So that's a long stretch when you think about it. That's almost 3 months of taking off from your business. If you start on the 29th of October, and this next year, 2019, Martin Luther King Day is the 21st of January, that is just a week shy of 3 months. That's a quarter of the year out of your business if you're taking that off. Yikes, that's crazy. So again, once I decided to really stay focused and work the holidays 1 year, it created amazing momentum in my business. First and foremost, it qualified me for a cruise that my company was offering. Just doing that work easily qualified me to go on that cruise, all expense paid, and I did, and it was fabulous. But the other really big bonus that it did is that it set me up for huge success for the entire next year. It created momentum in my business that literally just flowed through the next year. So what happened was this contest was going on to qualify for this cruise, and I just decided that I was going to take off Thanksgiving weekend, which literally meant just Thursday. I didn't take that Wednesday off. I took off Thanksgiving weekend, although truth be told, I did a little bit of work on Friday and Saturday of that weekend in terms of just email. I didn't call people. I didn't want to bother them. But I answered emails, I created content for social media, I did blog posts, I did a lot of advance work that I could do during that time that would, you know, let my business keep going. Then right after Thanksgiving, I picked up the pace, I kept going to networking groups, I kept following up with people, I kept reaching out, making phone calls, following up, even though the reality of it is most people during that time frame never got back with me. They didn't answer my texts. Although honestly, texting wasn't nearly as big back then as it is now. They didn't answer my emails. They didn't return my phone calls. But an interesting thing happened. And that's when I figured out the phenomenon of Martin Luther King weekend. That weekend, within a 24-hour period, I sponsored, I think, 4 people into my business who hadn't talked to me that week, but they had been getting my phone messages. They had been getting cards from me. They had been getting follow-up emails. They had been receiving all of that. And then boom, they joined me in the business, which actually is what put me over the top to qualify for that cruise. And so it was quite interesting. But what I learned to do was just keep my focus going and not think to myself, gosh, I've called 20 people and nobody's called me back. I've sent out 50 emails and nobody has emailed me back. I refuse to think that way. I have a policy about assuming. And for me, assuming is if I'm going to assume anything, I'm going to assume to the positive. I'm going to assume that they've gotten so busy themselves that they're extremely interested in hearing what it is that I have to say, but right now is not the right time. And when it is, they'll get back with me. So I just kept my nose to the grindstone, kept doing what I knew needed to be done, and bam, it really paid off for me in my business. So I really want to encourage you to do that. So what I want to talk about in terms of a plan is a content plan that you can create. I'm going to mostly do this around social media. Now, if you've followed me at all, you know that I absolutely buy into the concept that everything that you do offline is mirrored in what you do online, or what you do online, to say it better, is just a reflection and a mirror of what you do offline. So if you wouldn't do it offline, don't do it online. And if you do it offline, figure out a way to do it online. So any type of promotion that you do, you can be doing in the same way online as well as offline. So let me talk to you a little bit about the holiday season. Interestingly, 50% of retail sales for the year happen between October 15th and December 15th. And for 2018, predictions are extremely strong for a very heavy retail season. We've had a great year financially, most of the country. Now, this is in the United States, but it could be paralleled in whatever country that you're in. But here specifically, predictions are strong for a very heavy retail season because we've enjoyed a great economic year here in the U.S. So you have a couple of time periods to work on your content strategy. We have between the 19th of November through the 26th of November. Okay, so that's essentially right before Thanksgiving to get people prepared, and then all the way up through and past Cyber Monday. So you have basically a whole week to be priming people for your Black Friday offer, your Cyber Monday offer, and anything that you want to keep planting the seed about for your business. Now, I will tell you, if you're in party plan or you offer anything that can be used as holiday gift giving, you know, the time for you to have started this was months ago, but it's not too late. It's never too late. There are always last minute shoppers, last minute people, so you never want to assume the negative. You always want to assume the positive and that you're going to check the box for somebody. So don't be afraid to do VIP one-on-one consultations to showcase what you can do for people. If you have things that work for stocking stuffers, you know, keep all of that in mind. Okay, so and then Cyber Monday, of course, is the 26th of November this year. So you want to prepare for that. That's usually involves online ordering and those type things. But you can put together whatever it is that you want. You know, you can call it Cyber Monday and still offer something that you deliver offline. Just get creative. Just definitely get creative. Then we have from the 28th of November, which is that Wednesday, through the 15th of December, which is peak buying season for the holidays. Okay. So that's a great time for you to plan a strategy, whether it's the 12 days of Christmas or a Hanukkah thing, whatever it is that fits for you. Again, be strategic. Sit down with your own product line, your own offerings, any specials that are going on, your own creativity, and work out some plans that you're going to promote both offline and online. Now, then we have the 15th of December through the 26th of December. These are our last minute shoppers, people who are desperate, people who are often willing to pay full retail because they've waited so long. So be prepared for what you're going to plan and offer to this group. Then starting about the 22nd of December, for some people, the holidays are not over, but the rush of it's over. They're shopped and wrapped and prepared and all like that. And now they're starting to look ahead a little bit to the new year, you know, new year, new you. So we have the 22nd of December through the 15th of January, where people are starting to really get prepared for that. So let's talk about some different seasons and things. Thanksgiving is the season of gratitude. So you might plant the seed in a lot of your best clients, businesses that you service. Again, depending on what it is that you offer, what can you do for Thanksgiving gratitude to appreciate them and also potentially get them in the mindset of showing gratitude, appreciation, and gift giving to their best clients? Because the Christmas season, the holiday, the December gift giving season gets crazy. And your efforts can get lost in the shuffle if you're not careful. So great to present to them another idea, another concept of gift giving in during the gratitude month of November. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, if you're in health and wellness or anything like that, for my massage therapists, for my fitness trainers, for my health coaches, for those in direct sales and network marketing that offer any type of health or fitness product, get fit and stay fit pre-holiday, through the holidays, post-holiday. Okay, you know how to put that together. Now, a funny gratitude thing that you can do is just, you know, talk to people about being grateful that it's over. Maybe there's family drama with Thanksgiving or something like that. Figure out some ways to put some humor into your marketing. A great idea for that is, let's say that you offer some type of spa or self-care type services. Maybe you're with a direct sales company that offers spa products, any type of self-care. Maybe you're, again, a health coach or a massage therapist. Think about something that you can put together of a self-care grateful that it's over, or a recovery special, you know, recovering from a weekend spent with the relatives, or, you know, those type things. Again, humor can really capture attention. You have to be careful, but humor can really capture attention. Now, for Cyber Monday, hey, stay home, be cool. That digital marketer kind of stuff. You don't have to go out and pound the pavement or compete for parking spots or any of that type stuff. Just email me or go online to my shopping site or whatever. I'll deliver it to you. Think of ways that you can be a VIP person to your clients. Okay, so 12 Days of Christmas, I mentioned that. Put together a 12 Days of Christmas type special. If you're fitness oriented, muscle, diet, recipes, you can incorporate that into the 12 days also. You know, 12 days of something specific. Maybe it's a 12-day recipe plan that includes your product line. So make an offer that has a big offer. Just have fun with that. Really have fun with that. Then, of course, we have New Year's resolutions that are coming up. That could be opportunity oriented. If you're a direct sales network marketing, it could be great for, you know, sponsoring people into your opportunity when they're looking to make some changes, resolutions, certainly fitness, better time management. You know, what do you offer? What type of coach are you? Better relationship management. So be thinking of those things that you can put together that fit with New Year's resolutions as well. And always give people that concept that they want to finish strong before the year ends. So keep going, finish strong. And your goal is to help your customers end strong, finish up that last quarter. And then again, be preparing for 2019, goal setting challenges, put together an accountability program, anything that you can do to bring value into what it is that you offer. So if you sell a fitness program, for instance, my direct sales and network marketers, sometimes we totally undervalue the ability that we have to upsell them into a coaching program that we have, an accountability program. Don't be afraid to go beyond just the sale of your product. You don't have to give everything away for free. Don't be afraid to go beyond the sale of your product and put together an accountability program that people pay for. Okay, that's a great way to test out and see what other offers you can bring to the table. So don't be afraid to test, try, tweak, and see what happens. Now, sometimes in the beginning, you can price it super low if you want to just bring people in, maybe $19 for a 30-day accountability program or $47. It depends on where you are in your business and how much experience that you have doing this, but it's a great way to test the waters, get paid while you do it, and tweak your ultimate program to build it out exactly how you want it to go over time. That's the best way to launch any program, is to just get started, launch it, and see what happens. All right, so hopefully you've found some value in today's show. Again, I'm changing up the format. Would love your feedback on anything that fits for you. Join me over at socialmediabackstagepass.com. Certainly join me at streetsmartwealthschool.com. And if you really want to take on a 30-day challenge of going behind the scenes and building your center of influence, join me in the Dream 100 Challenge, jackiealmer.com/Dream100. All right, that's it. I will see you on the next experience. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @jackiealmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.